Endless is a new film piece from Derry artist Willie Doherty. Many of Doherty's most iconic works deal with the aftermath of the Troubles. In the past, he's often used news footage or photojournalism and repurposed it to pose questions about what is not told and what is hidden, literally hidden. Endless explores similar territory, but it goes deeper in that a central character is both a victim and a perpetrator of violence, a liar and a creator of truths. He's played by the actor Christopher Eccleston. And in this extract from Endless, he looks back on his past.
I used to worry that my guilt was visible to the whole world. Gradually, I learned to live in this labyrinth of lies and discovered that there were many willing to collude with me. My skills in deception and collusion were widely shared. I was silently initiated in the use of an unspoken code, the mutual recognition of furtive gestures, evasive body language, the choreography of deception. Ultimately, I was alone. Membership of this group could never be acknowledged. Each member consigned to bear the burden of sin and deception alone.
The voice there of Christopher Eccleston from a new video work from Willie Doherty, that new work called Endless. Willie joins me now from Donegal. In fact, the central figure here, Christopher Eccleston voicing it and playing it on screen for his haunting performance, and a very haunted man moving around in this restricted space. To what extent are you looking at the specifics of the Northern Irish Troubles, or are you looking for something more universal than that?
Hi, Sean. How are you doing? It's nice to be on the show. It's a bit of both, really. I mean, as you just said in your introduction, a lot of my work actually does stem from the experience of the North, and particularly in looking back over the events like post-ceasefire and how we've dealt with that or not dealt with it. And at the same time, I mean, in the autumn of last year, I actually spent a fair bit of time following the impeachment of Trump. And I became caught up in, I suppose as everyone has, in the way in which the ability to lie has become so much part of the political context now, that it has in some ways completely distorted our understanding of the norms of political life and the norms of democracy. So in some ways these things came together, and in also considering that, I was at the same time, I came across the now kind of famous quote from Boris Johnson when he was asked in September in reply to a question if he would promise that he would not go back to Brussels and ask for another delay to Brexit. He said that he would rather be dead in a ditch. Mm. And of course, that reminded me of the situation in the North, where many people unfortunately did find themselves dead in a ditch in the context of lying or betrayal. So in a way, a lot of these strands came together, and somehow this work took shape, you know.
Let's listen to a second clip, actually, that gives us a real sense of how what you're talking about there, the unfortunate end that many people came to in Northern Ireland. And this is a dramatic passage where the narrator basically tells us how he met his end.
I was taken out in the end. Brutally. Ruthlessly. And without mercy. Back of a car. A country road. Beaten to within an inch of my life. I screamed. I prayed. Then eliminated. Neutralized. I couldn't expect anything else. I knew the rules. My luck ran out. Careless talk, whispers, Up until that point, I had been good at getting myself out of scrapes. I was extremely loyal and efficient, well-connected, indispensable. I was in control. No one suspected me. I thought I was above the law. I thought I was invincible.
Christopher Eccleston there in another extract from Willie Doherty's film, Video Work Endless. It's chilling when you hear it described in that fashion. I found myself, and I don't know if this is your intention or not, Willie, I found myself feeling sorry for this guy who clearly, as he tells us, had you know, been involved in terrible acts of violence and then died. You know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. What was your intention in telling his story?
Well, I think it's a really powerful performance from Christopher, you know. And I think he, when I showed him the script and he agreed immediately to play the part, I think he understood the complexity of this kind of situation. And Ballet, I mean, is in somewhere like the North, where in some ways, you know, we're all in some ways implicated by our tacit agreement in some ways to an understanding at least of how the system works, you know, how things work in our kind of language and in the way in which things were allowed to happen in the way that they did. So in some ways the context of deception and lying and the shame associated with that permeates many facets of life. So in some ways the work is a piece about that broader understanding of how lives are lived and the compromises that people make and the mistakes that people make. So I mean, this is a man who has made mistakes. He's made decisions that he cannot reverse. And I was interested in the possibility of the figure being a kind of a ghost, a spectre, and speaking in some ways from beyond the grave. And I mean, it's something that I've used in the work in the past. I made a work a number of years ago called Ghost Story, which had a similar kind of quality, if you want. So, but I mean, it's a work of fiction as well. So, I mean, to have the character be both physically layer in the space, you know, as he talks, you can see his breath, but at the same time, he's an absence. He's a character who defies logic in a way.
And I don't want to spoil it, and anybody who goes to watch it online, but just the closing sections then will explain the title of the piece and give us the frightening prospect that this is cyclical and that there is no end.
That makes it also rather depressing, but I mean, in some ways that's a kind of structural thing within the work, that it should start again. But at the same time, that there is something about a kind of unfinished business as well. That at times makes the suffering of people who are still searching for questions and answers to some of the events of the past seem like an endless pursuit. I hope that the work is touches upon those different layers of possibility and context that I hope it delves into.
Right, Willie. Well, listen, thanks for speaking to us about it this evening. That's Willie Doherty there speaking to us about Endless. And you can access that video work, by the way, with Christopher Eccleston through the Carlin Gallery website. There was an intention to show it as in the gallery, but obviously that can't happen at the moment. The website the gallery for the gallery is carlingallery.com.